Welcome to Branding Blog Soundbites. We're with Dave Young from brandingblog.com and a Wizard of Ads partner.
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, thanks.
Yeah, I know you want to talk about how to calculate an ad budget, and it's going to raise a lot of questions because it's an interesting topic for a lot of folks out there that have a business and want to make the most of their money.
Absolutely it is. So what do you want to know, Chris?
Where do we start, first of all? how do you calculate an ad budget?
John Wanamaker, who was a big department store guy 100 years ago, everybody knows the quote that not everybody knows is John Wanamaker, but one of the things he said is, half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is I don't know which half. We've come up with some techniques to calculate an ad budget that make a little bit more sense than just throwing as much money against the wall as you can and seeing what sticks.
This is something that, I mean, you guys don't just sit around in a conference room and decide, hey, this is going to work. This is real experience. This is things that have worked and things that haven't worked, and you've kind of fine-tuned, right?
Yeah, it's really actually the formula for it. This was given out in Roy Williams, I think it was in his, it was either his first book or it was Secret Formulas of the Wizard of Ads, Wizard of Ads being his first book. And it's just a simple, straightforward math. Once you know the numbers, you just have to do some simple math. And I've actually even got an online tool. I mean, if you want to follow along, I built this online tool back in, 2006, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's at adbudgetcalculator.com. So if anybody wants to go there, you can see how simple the math is. And just kind of play along with us as we go. But the important thing is that business owners need to figure this out. There's so many business owners out there that just, they'll either spend till they don't have any money left on advertising and hope for the best, or they'll not spend enough. And we always tell people, not spending enough on advertising is worse than spending too much.
Right.
It's like buying a ticket halfway to Europe, just not going to get the job done. The thing is, you can certainly overspend, but if you spend only half as much as you really need to spend, you're wasting more money than really if you overspend.
Yeah, you've got big dreams and you've got hopes and aspirations and you've started your business. How do you even know where to start? What part of your budget is that where we're going with this? Is how to start and how to build it from there?
Absolutely. So you start with your projected annual sales, and depending on whether you need to play it conservative or you've got a little bit of money to spare, you can look at your previous year's sales if you want to be kind of conservative with it and see what your ad budget should have been. Or you can say, well, you know, in ideal situations, I think we could reach this amount in the coming year and base your ad budget on that number. And what I recommend to people is to do both and kind of then look for a middle ground somewhere. So if you look at the ad budget calculator, you just take a business's projected annual sales. So let's just assume that, in the town I live in, $1 million might be a lot of money. That might seem awful big, but in most cities, a retail store, a service industry business, doing $1 million in a year, that's pretty reasonable, pretty doable, and some will be higher, some will be lower. But it's a nice round number, so the math is easy. So I like it that.
Okay, like that. Thank you for that.
So in the ad budget calculator, we basically just plug that number in, and then step one is to budget 10 to 12% of that total sales number for what we call cost of exposure.
Okay.
And total cost of exposure includes things that most advertising and marketing handbooks or textbooks won't tell you to include, and that's things like the cost of occupancy or your rent, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But we take that, so 10% of sales is $100,000 and 12% is $120,000, and then we multiply that by the average markup above cost of goods sold. And that's where it gets a little confusing if people aren't used to dealing in markup. Everybody understands margins, but markup is gross profit divided by cost of goods sold expressed as a percentage. So 100% markup, which is commonly called Keystone. If you ask a retailer, you know, are you getting anywhere near Keystone? It just means that the items that they sell at retail are double the cost that the retailer purchased them for. So if it's a furniture dealer and he's got a Lazy Boy chair that he sells for $600 and he paid $300 for it, he's at Keystone. And that's 100% markup. So it's basically expressed as a percentage. He's getting profit, gross profit, equal to the amount that he paid for the item.
Okay.
So he's getting 100% average markup. Right. And the key here is that that's different in every industry. You know, a grocery store is lucky to get 2% on an item. A jeweler might get anywhere from Keystone up to 300, 400%, depending on the item. So a store owner has to know their average markup above cost of goods sold in order to do this calculation. So if we just assume that Keystone is where they're at, to make the math simple, we multiply that 10% of sales number that we had in the previous equation times 100%, we still have $100,000, right? It's that same number times itself, okay, because it's 100%. If you had 150% markup, now you'd be looking at $150,000. So you just take your average markup and multiply it by that total cost of exposure in the first step. And then step three, this is where it gets kind of interesting, and that is you deduct your annual cost of occupancy. What does it cost to be in the building that you're at, in the location that you're at, for your business? Now, if you've had that business for 50 years, you probably own the building outright. There's no real cost of occupancy. There's no mortgage payment. There's no rent. So you wouldn't deduct anything from this. You'd spend it all on advertising. But sometimes the best advertising that you can spend is on rent. And if I ever have a client that's thinking about opening a new location or moving, we always tell them follow the bulldozers. If there's a new power center going up in your town or a new shopping area, that's where you want to be. You want to be where the people are. And that's always money better spent than spending it buying ads, whether it's radio, newspaper, or anything else.
And obviously, I would think, because of, you know, they always say location, location, location. If you're in a newer section or a busier section of town, going to make sense. Also, if you have a nicer looking storefront or whatever it might be.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, Chris, that happens is when a business has been there for 50 years and you haven't freshened up the look and put new signage in and a fresh coat of paint, pretty soon the place becomes invisible. We've driven by it so many times and for so many years that we take it for granted. There's nothing new about it. There's nothing remarkable, so we don't even think about it.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, when you say follow the bulldozers, because if there is something new or a new section of town that's being built up, people are going to forget.
Yeah, everybody's going to go through it. And this is another reason why most businesses that are located in malls don't have a lot of ad budget. You locate in a mall because that's where people are. Your rent is very high in a mall because you're paying for the privilege of being in a place that's hopefully bringing in a crowd all the time. And the mall is doing a lot of the advertising. So theoretically, the people that are in a mall don't have to spend as much. And that works out quite well in this equation. You actually just take the annual cost of your rent and subtract it from that number that you got after multiplying by your average markup. And the remaining balance is your ad budget. So if, for the sake of argument, if this business that we're talking about actually had like a $24,000 rent every year, we would subtract that from the low end of $100,000 for their ad budget and from the high end of $120,000. So their ad budget is going to be somewhere between $76,000 to $96,000. Mm-hmm. And it's really that simple.
And what if that, at that point, they've reached the conclusion, what if that really makes them nervous or jumpy or afraid to make that kind of a commitment?
Well, odds are, Chris, I've run into people that were spending double what they thought they ought to be spending. And okay, we always pull them back and say, you know, there are probably higher and better uses for that money. And if they've never spent that much before, they've probably been, you know, just trying things here and there and coming to the conclusion that advertising just doesn't work very well for their business. And that's really sad, because that's one of the most common mistakes people can make with their advertising.
Could very well be too much money in the wrong place.
It could very well be, or spreading it out too thin, you know, right, buying more reach than they really can afford. You know, and then there's a little twist to this equation. It's always brought up by a plumber or an HVAC company, and that is, hey, I'm in a service business. How do I figure out my ad budget? Because they don't really have a cost of goods sold. And typically in that case, what we do is we recommend that you mark up the actual cost of the service that you're providing. And the cost being, if you're a plumbing shop, how much did you have to pay the plumber to go out and do the service call? The cost of goods becomes the cost of the service professionals that you're using to accomplish the job. Just makes the equation a little bit more complicated, but it's certainly doable.
but you have to make it something that you can attach a value to.
Yeah, because it's cost of goods sold. So in this case, the cost of goods sold is the air conditioner technician or the plumber or the guy up on the roof.
Well, it looks like a great tool. I mean, there's no difficult menus. You don't have to become a member to try this tool or anything at adbudgetcalculator.com, and also has some help files. I mean, everything is right here, and it's very, very simple to figure out, isn't it?
It really is. This site gets a little bit of traffic, not a lot. I don't tell people about it. My partners use it probably more than anyone else. They know about it, and when they sit down with a client, they'll just pull it up and use it as a little tool during a meeting.
We're talking about how to calculate an ad budget. We've gone through the ad budget calculator. What do you think for a business owner, someone who's running a store or even a service, what's the most important thing that they need to know about working up a budget?
If you don't do the budget, Chris, you're not going to know whether you're spending too much or too little. And this gives you a nice, safe way to do that because it's based on what you ought to be able to spend based on your markup. The same number, you know, anybody that uses a percentage, just a flat percentage, and says, well, you know, spend 10 to 12% of your total sales for your ad budget, that's stupid. That's crazy if you don't have the markup to support it. If you're only making 2% profit, you know, there's no way you can spend 10% on advertising. That's just not going to work. So that's really the most important thing. And I think what people need to do is just sit down and work that out. Grab a sheet of paper and a pencil. We'll put the formula here in the blog post and a link out to the ad budget calculator so you can play with it yourself and see what you think.
That was going to be my next question, is if somebody remembers brandingblog.com, but not so much the other web address that we gave them, there'll be a link there so that they can get to it real easy.
Yeah, we'll link to it. It'll be super easy.
The tools are going to help, the information's going to help, and they can always check your blog to find out more information.
That's right.
Okay, Dave Young from brandingblog.com and Wizard of Ads partner. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
You've been listening to Branding Blog Soundbites with Wizard of Ads partner Dave Young. For more information, visit DaveYoungsBrandingBlog.com. Please feel free to share this podcast by sending the link or the MP3 to someone who could benefit from the information. And thank you for listening to Branding Blog Soundbites with Dave Young.